morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk today about what it's like as an immigrant back when. This is told by a Pershal family member. The day came when we were ready to leave by immigrant train. Teams and wagons and household goods and other possessions were loaded on railroad cars. We wanted to see more of the West. My wife, May, was just as anxious as I was. The train was doing its usual 40 miles an hour across the sagebrush lands of Montana. Jackrabbits were plentiful, and occasional coyote could be seen. The noise of the train and the blast of its whistle would flush the rabbits from under the sagebrush and greasewood. Now, I consider myself a fair shot with a rifle, Lloyd said, but Al Pershal, I have never seen his equal with a gun. To hit a moving target from a moving train would be almost an impossibility. Al was sitting in the coach next to the end coach. When he heard shots from the rear of the train, he grabbed up his gun and hurried to the observation platform, where some of the other party were taking pot shots at the rabbits. Others in the coach, when they saw Al leave with his rifle in hand, they followed him. He didn't shoot at the first rabbit, but waited for an extra big one to show up. Bang, bang, bang! Just as fast as he could work the lever and fire, the rabbit catapulted into a rolling ball of fur and lay still. Nonchalantly, and as if it were an everyday occurrence, he kicked the empty shells off the train, dashed into the coach, and burst out laughing. Back in the coach, Al said to Lloyd, I actually believe they thought it no accident. I was never so surprised at anything in all my life as when I saw that jackrabbit keel over. At the end of the line, possessions were unloaded and reloaded on wagons. Barrels of water were tied on the wagons. Why Chelan? Why were they going to Chelan? Because they had heard in Spokane that Chelan was a new country, had town lots selling for $10 apiece. The settlement was situated at the foot of a beautiful lake. Fishing and hunting were never better. This meant sport and food were all in one package. Soil and climate were adapted to fruit raising. While the earliest of the settlers hauled their water in barrels from the Chelan River for domestic use, it would be only a question of time until the town's potential in water resources would be utilized. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.